And so, I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Take a few deep, healing breaths, breathing in and breathing out. And as you do so, relax your body, clear your mind, and prepare yourself to receive. Know that surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. The presence of the great I Am lives and moves and has its being in the inner sanctuary of your soul. So in this consciousness, as we become still and centered, let us revisit the Lord's Prayer as Jesus gave it to his disciples. Let every thought permeate your being. Feel the power of the words for a few moments in the silence. First, our Father, who art in heaven. I am now conscious of the infinite and eternal presence in whom I live and by which I think and create. Hallowed, holy be thy name. The presence in me is whole and complete. It is the activity of health that heals, of intelligence that inspires, of substance that prospers, and of love that harmonizes. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I am God's glorious possibility. I now let Spirit's perfect idea of me unfold in me and through me. My desire for betterment is God's desire to perfect that which the divine is expressing as me, and I let that perfect divine energy have its way with me now. Give us this day our daily bread. I have no existence outside of God's presence, for I am that presence expressing as me. Therefore, I can never be separated from the all-sufficient substance of the opulent universe. I claim my divine inheritance, and I daily, perpetually manifest abundant supply. Visualize what that looks like for you now in the silence. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The presence in me is my potential for dissolving all conflicts. The presence is love, and it loves me, in me, and through me as I forgive. It releases me as I loose and let go all my limited thoughts about myself and others. Leave us, not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. The presence in me is my light and my deliverance. There is no darkness in light, and there can be no darkness in me when I am established in spiritual unity with the presence, which is better than light and safer than any known way. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In all that I seek to be or do or have, I humbly realize that in the presence is my power to think, my very thought of aspiration, my will to begin, my strength to keep on keeping on, my power to achieve, and the glory of all my accomplishments. This is the truth, and now it is done. So let us join together in claiming true prosperity for ourselves, our beloved church community, and the world. We know that we are being guided individually and collectively to being the divine flow in expression. So let's, as we prepare to sing our Lord's Prayer, let's do so in full realization of what the powerful words mean.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.